It's Everything That Rocks, Big Dog 97.9. Jill Norman here, your host of Unleashed. And I've got here in the studio with me out of Lamar, Missouri, Violets Are Blue. Welcome, guys.
Hi. How's it going?
Very nice to have you come by. So coming from Lamar, let's go ahead and get a few introductions out there just so that we get all the voices and the names attached to them. If you could, just kind of go around the board and we can say who you are, what your role is in the band.
Hello, I'm Mark. I play guitar and I sing, and I do a lot of the writing.
Hi, I'm David. I'm in charge of playing bass and writing the bass parts.
Hey, I'm Sam. I play drums, and I also help the band book shows and such.
I wanted to ask, first off, I was looking at the bio on your Spotify. Dave, you've got your, it's Dave Booth, but for some reason, it's a lowercase b. Is that one of those things that you've decided to do, like as a life choice, it's going to be a lowercase b kind of a situation? Or is that an edit that needs to happen on Spotify?
I think that needs to be changed on Spotify.
Right, right.
Probably. He probably doesn't want to be associated with John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, it depends on how you play it, really. That's just a PR game. When did you guys get together? Yeah, how long have you guys been Violets Are Blue?
I guess it's been 3 years now. I've been trying to get this show on the road for quite a while, but found Dave around August of 2019, and then we found Sam soon after, and we've been really rocking and rolling since.
So, Mark, you said you do a lot of the writing and stuff. Again, yeah, guitar and vocals. Were these guys? Was this the first band?
It's been metamorphosizing for quite a few years, but it's finally in its final variation, and the healthiest one we've had so far, and the only one with legs. We're really excited.
Kind of describe your music as far as your sound to people who haven't heard it yet. We're going to include all the links and stuff so people can go ahead and hear it. That's what we want them to do ultimately, is to become fans and stuff. But just, you know, to give people a taste, how would you describe what kind of noise you make?
Well, it's definitely more abrasive than a lot of the things you'll hear around in the area. It's some high energy, heavier, loud rock and roll for sure. Pretty much making the music that we want to hear, and we haven't heard that in quite a while, so we're hoping people that also feel the same way will dig what we make.
I was having a hard time kind of pinning it down. And this morning on the way to work, I was listening to Corrosion of Conformity. And it's like, this is an R-I-Y-L or whatever the letters are for these guys. It's like, it's like straight up rock, like Clutch, rock and roll,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I would say to people, you know, to kind of get them in the door. But there is a lot to keep them in the door too. You guys released a full album, your first album, Wabi Sabi, right?
Yes.
10 songs in all. What I know for Lee, like, you know, a lot of bands that are getting started, the recording process can be the maker or breaker. What was that process like for you guys?
Well, it was a long one for sure. We really wanted this out a little earlier, but we're glad we got it out finally. We really had the time to fine polish what we were worried about, and we really had Ideal and our producer Pamu Rufio really hit the nail on the head.
Is that here in town or?
Yeah, he's here in Joplin.
Very
Studio
cool.
Studio 2C.
It sounds really good, so I would say, you know, if other bands are interested, might be a good guy to look up.
Definitely.
Yeah. Why did it take so long? What was the holdup?
Mixture between us and just scheduling errors, and also playing quite a few shows. Yeah, we had several shows this summer. That was probably the main reason there, taking up most of our time.
It's a good problem to have, you know. Mm-hmm. What's the name of the album about?
It is a concept, is a way of living that focuses on finding beauty within the imperfections of life and accepting peacefully the natural cycle of growth and decay. That's straight off the internet, but I really vibe with that concept, and it's not really an American thing yet, and I just feel like might have people, you know, look into it a bit more, and there's definitely spots on the record where that is all that's missing in the whole predicament, whatever that's being written about.
See, I'm glad I asked, because I just thought it was a funny way to say wasabi. And now I understand,
right?
it's a whole lifestyle.
Whatever you want it to be, man.
that's cool, though. Again, W-A-B-I-S-A-B-I, and the band is Violets Are Blue, and you can listen to the whole thing on Spotify now. A couple of the songs were already out and have been out for a while. Mammoth and Downed, both really cool songs. And those are, again, they're on Spotify, they're on your SoundCloud. So, you know, obviously the fans know those and all the live shows you've been doing. That's probably the ones they've heard the most. What are some other songs from the new album that are kind of starting to show up as like favorites of yours to play or favorites of like people, you know, they're starting to catch the lyrics and stuff?
Well, a surprise one has definitely been Soap. That one really came together pretty quickly for us. It really kind of captures the feel of our live show for sure in the recording. But Dark Blue is always requested heavily. And yeah, those are definitely some of the favorites. And we really like FU as well. FFUE.
I was going to say, that's not just the letters.
Yeah, nope, it is spelled out.
It's like you're trying to squeeze something past the sensors on that one. I don't know if it's going to work. Speaking of live shows, though, you got a couple coming up that I've been able to see on social media. I don't really know the venues, though, so I was going to see if you guys could help me out. One of them is the Crawl Space in Joplin. It's an all-ages show. $10. Show starts at 8 p.m. Where is that? When is that?
This is a Sunday, and we're playing with Riverside Current and Kyle's band.
Kyle's band. They're called Vagabond Grove.
I think Vagabond Grove. And the Drifting Heads. This Sunday.
What's Crawl Space, though? Where is that? I couldn't find it on Google, so I was going to ask you.
So I'll give you the gist of what I think.
Right.
So the Crawl Space is actually a company that, like, they kind of support bands and do stuff like that, right? But the Crawl Space runs out of Dream Theater, which is the actual venue itself. It's called Dream Theater. 124 South Main Street, right next to where Flickr used to be.
So I definitely want people to be able to find their way to the show. And, you know, they can find the poster for it on your Facebook page, so they can start there for sure. But yeah, 124 South Main then. And say again the name of the bands that we're going to be on the bill with you.
Vagabond Grove and Riverside Current. They're a new band, and we're really excited to hear them.
Cool.
And the Drifting Heads, actually.
The Drifting Heads.
It's called Vagabond Grove and the Drifting Heads.
Oh, okay.
Is one of the bands, and the other band is Riverside Current.
It's good that we're going to get this all sussed out. December 2nd, though, you mentioned there's another show also in Joplin at The Pillar.
Yes.
Don't know that either.
Okay, so The Pillar is ran by a friend of ours, actually. We started playing shows with him about 2 years ago when we first started. And then they broke up as a band, Semi-Local Forecast. And then Zane and his buddy were like, you know what, let's start a house venue. So it's a basement venue is what it is.
It's going to be at 701 South Sargent Avenue.
And I'm going to say to anybody listening right now that these addresses will be in the notes for this interview. So you can check that out down below the place where you push play on this, if I figure out how to put it together on the website right. But there will be a few other links there too. I got all that information, those shows from your Facebook and your Spotify. How else and what's the best way to keep track of what you guys are doing, contact you if they want to set up a show, stuff like that?
You can hit us up on Instagram. You can hit us up on Facebook. We usually reply pretty quickly. And it'll either probably be me or Sam, and we'll get right back to you.
But yeah, the album is out again, Wabi Sabi. Do check it out and do look into the name of that, because it sounds like a pretty heady concept that I couldn't wrap my head around in just one setting. So listen to the album while you think about that. What's next? Do you guys have more music on the way? Do you have more live shows beyond what we've talked about? What's coming up?
Currently, we're working on a few songs right now, so...
Yeah, we have some new songs we're really excited about, and we're excited to get in the studio with those. But hey, if you want to check them out early, you know he's come to a show. They might not be 100% done right now, but they do sound very nice.
Yeah, you get to see the progress.
In my opinion.
You get to see the progress of us working
on
it.
Yeah, we're still working on it.
That's what endears a person to a song. You know, you see it along the way. You watch it grow up. Yeah. All the links for that stuff will be in the notes. Make sure you all check it out. Definitely go to see these guys when you get a chance to see them live again this Sunday. And again, it's 124 South Main, December 2nd as well. There will be more shows. You guys are staying busy. Again, thank you, Mark, David, and Sam. Violets Are Blue from Lamar, Missouri.
Thank
awesome
you.
To have you in the studio today.
Thanks so much.
Check the links below. Reach out to Violets Are Blue if you'd like to book them for a show. They said that they would love to expand outside of Missouri, so definitely drop them a line or get a hold of us here at the station. We'll get you in touch. It's Everything That Rocks. Big Dog 97.9.